Royals and Tigers on Wednesday. In the top of the fourth, Kansas City would get to Tigers starter Daniel Norris.
The 3-0 to Perez, swinging a high fly ball deep left center. That's trouble, and that ball is gone. A home run.
Wow.
Banged it off the wall between Newhouser and Kaline in the deepest part of left center field. 16th home run of the year for Salvador Perez and a 3-0 lead for Kansas City.
I guess that answers that question. He had the green light.
He's got 16 home runs. Here's a fly ball right center field. This one's deep. This one's trouble, and that ball is gone. Mike Moustakas goes back-to-back with Salvador Perez, number 20. And just like that, it's a 4-0 Royals lead.
Now, you talk about home runs that were hit a far piece. You just saw two of them right here tonight.
First pitch, and swinging a line drive down the right field line. That's into the corner. That was a hanging slider. That's going to score Escobar. Up where the ball is J.D. to Kinsler to the plate, and not in time. Escobar scores easily. RBI double for Alex Gordon. Another extra base hit by a lefty, and it's 5-0 Kansas City.
Hanging breaking ball.
And then slowed down and made a great catch. 2-0, fly ball right field deep. Going back, Bonifacio, he leaps, he won't get it. Gone, line drive home run for Miguel Cabrera, second in as many days. And the Tigers inch a little closer, now trail it 5-2.
Well, that's Miguel at his best right there, you know that.
The strike one, swinging a ground ball to third base, scooping the in-between hop is Moustakas, down to Merrifield to first. 5-4-3 double play because it was played perfectly by Moustakas, who charged aggressively, fielded the in-between hop, 5-4-3 double play.
If he doesn't do that, they don't get the double play. That's how good he is. He made that in-between hop, made it look easy, a quick
really
pivot at second, two down, just like that.
Upright stance for Matuk, the 1-2. Swinging a ground ball, chopped to third, wrong place to hit it tonight. Moustakas fields, fires, and gets Matuk with a strong throw from deep at third again.
Like you said, wrong place.
Ian Kennedy allowed 2 runs and 5 hits in 7 innings for Kansas City. He picks up his second win in 3 starts. It's an 8-2 Royals win over the Tigers on Wednesday. They snap a 2-game losing streak. Kansas City is 16-8 in the month of June. Detroit's slide continued on Wednesday following an 8-2 loss in Kansas City. They're just 5-14 over their last 19 games. Here's Tigers manager Brad Ausmus.
Similar to his last start. The stuff is there, and at times he can make hitters look real bad, and then he loses his release point, loses his command, and he either is behind the count and has to come to the middle, or he misses a spot and they hit it. It was similar to the last start.
Does he fight things in game, like, you know, mentally, you know, when he hits a rough stretch?
He can at times. You know, he's gotten better at it, but he can at times fight himself.
I know in his last start he stayed away from the curveball primarily. Was he staying away from anything in his repertoire tonight?
No, he stayed away from the curveball in his last start just because he didn't feel good. He threw some curveballs tonight. He used all of his pitches.
You were able to go to Warwick Saupold, and he was able to give you a bunch tonight. What did you like about what he was able to give you guys?
He gave us the innings we needed. He covered some innings for us. We didn't have to burn up the bullpen, which is important with a doubleheader coming in looming on Saturday. And gets a lot of ground balls. Did an excellent job. He seems to be very comfortable in the role he's in.
I know you like to always give credit to the other guys too. Ian Kennedy tonight, you know, pitched better than he has against you guys recently.
He pitched well. You know, he did a good job of going up and down. He used his fastball up in the zone. He used his breaking balls down. And we didn't get much going offensively. A couple home runs and a couple hits here and there. But he had some double plays that helped him out. And he did a nice job.
Daniel Norris took the loss. He's now 4-6, giving up 5 runs and 8 hits over just 3 2/3. Here's Norris after Wednesday's loss.
Yeah, I mean, 3-0 fastball down and away, just got extended on it, and then the one on Moustakas I just completely missed. I was trying to go down and away, and it went up and in. Just wasn't really a good release on that one, but yeah, man, it's just one of those pretty rough day, hard to swallow.
Is there some kind of mechanical trigger that you can point to kind of get yourself back or get yourself back quicker to into the same arm?
Yeah, I mean, I've been working on a lot of things, and I think I just got to simplify it and go out there and throw the baseball. Just thinking too much right now. Got to go out there and trust my stuff and get ahead of guys and put them away when I can instead of trying not to walk guys and stuff like that.
Thursday, Michael Fulmer starts for the Tigers. Jake Junis goes for the Royals.